This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce vacationed in the Bahamas, where they stayed at the luxurious Rosalita House on Harbor Island. The lavish oceanside mansion cost $15,000 a night to rent. The private villa that sleeps 12 people features 6 bedrooms, multiple terraces, stunning gardens, and a gym. Which Kelce better start using after all the dad bod comments? The cast of Euphoria have been given permission to pursue other opportunities as filming for the series' 3rd season has been delayed. A spokesperson said, quote, HBO and Sam Levinson remain committed to making an exceptional 3rd season. We are allowing our in-demand cast to pursue other opportunities, unquote. Look for Sydney Sweeney's boobs in a new movie soon. You want a piece of Britney? A sparkling shirt Britney Spears once wore on The X Factor is up for auction. Golden Auctions listed the Cherie Bedell Chainmail Halter Top from the 2012 episode of the Fox Singing Competition series as part of its pop culture elite auction. It could fetch 5 figures. Her craziness, however, doesn't come with the top. Cardi B went on Instagram Live and described a harrowing 3-hour ordeal with the LAPD, saying they had accused her of being a drug dealer and that they did a strip search of her. The only problem is she made up the entire story. Her team is saying the story was taken out of context, but no, the story came from her. Is she pulling a Britney? In the wake of all the legal issues Sean Diddy Combs is under investigation for, even Kanye West is avoiding him. Yep, backstage at the recent Rolling Loud Festival in LA, Diddy told Kanye's people that he needed a face-to-face meeting with him after his performance. But when Kanye was told that Diddy wanted to meet, he avoided him and left. That's called distancing.
Dead or alive?
Benjamin Orr is best known as the bassist and co-lead vocalist and co-founder of the multi-platinum rock band The Cars. He sang lead on such hits as Just What I Needed, Bye Bye Love, and Drive. Dead or alive? Dead. Orr died from pancreatic cancer at his home in Atlanta in the year 2000. He was 53. Jeremy Allen White is looking to go from the bear to the boss, as the actor is in talks to play Bruce Springsteen in an upcoming feature about the making of his 1982 album, Nebraska. The movie, titled Deliver Me From Nowhere, will be written and directed by Scott Cooper. I guess Jeremy is going from born to cook to born to run. Bianca Censori's father is once again concerned over his daughter's risque outfits. Leo Censori, whose brother is a notorious gangland killer, has demanded she and Kanye West fly out to Australia to meet with him. Her dad fears he's tearing his daughter away from her family and turning her into a trashy commodity. That ship has already sailed. Cameron Diaz and her husband, musician Benji Madden, have welcomed their 2nd child. Their post read, quote, "He is awesome, and we are all so happy he is here. For the kids' safety and privacy, we won't be posting any pictures, but he's really cute," unquote. Benji and twin brother Joel's band is Good Charlotte. Good luck.
Idiot of the Week.
Selling Sunset's Christine Quinn's husband, Christian Richard, was arrested again just one day after a domestic violence incident. Richard violated a restraining order after returning to the home he shares with Quinn and their 2-year-old son. He injured his son while attempting to throw a glass bottle at Quinn, hitting his kid instead. Idiot! Rebel Wilson revealed that the ass she refers to in her upcoming memoir is none other than Sacha Baron Cohen. Apparently, Cohen threatened her over the release of the book, too. Wilson said, quote, "Don't worry, I won't be bullied or threatened by this guy," unquote. Sacha Baron Cohen asshole. Man, that guy's got a lot of names. Homeland Security raided several of P. Diddley's homes, including his residences in the New York City, LA, and Miami areas. Combs has been accused of several crimes related to sex trafficking and abuse. At the same time, federal agents boarded Diddley's private jet and arrested an alleged drug mule. It was definitely not a good day for the diddler. So where did Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce enjoy a lunch date in LA when they returned from a Bahamas vacation? Why, it was Nobu in Malibu. Swift and Kelce, both 34, arrived at the restaurant separately, but fans were quick to snap photos of them as they walked into the sushi spot. Why do celebrities flock to the same damn restaurants? Michael Jackson's 22-year-old son, Blanket, is taking his grandmother to court. He filed to block Katherine Jackson from using the late King of Pop's estate money to fund an ongoing legal battle. Blanket, now known as Biggie, had previously teamed up with Katherine, 93, but now he switched gears. Hey, Biggie, beat it.
The Trash Bin.
Mike Shued's ex-fiance, Polina Ben-Cohen, said she suffered abuse at the hands of the disgraced Bravo star in a lawsuit that was filed. Shued was arrested for domestic violence after he tried to choke his ex, calling her a horrible mother, a f***ing whore, and a piece of shit. The argument was over a hookah. You can't make this shit up.
The news wrap-up.
Amazon has launched same-day prescription delivery in LA and New York. The US and Britain accused China-linked hackers of malicious cyber campaigns and announced sanctions. Trump is selling $60 Bibles with God Bless the USA singer Lee Greenwood. McDonald's announced that it would begin selling Krispy Kreme donuts by the end of 2026. America getting even fatter.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie,
Godzilla Kong, The New Empire, is tops at the box office.
The number one album,
Future and Metro Boomin's We Don't Trust You, enters the charts at number one.
The number one app,
Shadow Rocket, is the top paid app.
The number one book,
The Women by Kristen Hanna, is the top fiction book.
Hozier has returned to the spotlight with a new album entitled Unreal Unearth, releasing August 18th. He's scheduled to perform 85 concerts in 11 countries. His debut single, Take Me to Church, was a big hit back in 2013, and it was actually British comedian Stephen Fry who Hozier has to thank for helping launch his career. Fry tweeted a link to Hozier's music video to his 8 million followers, and the song took off. The 34-year-old Irishman has a rabid following, and we're happy that he's back with new music, including this new track, which we love. Here's Hozier with the song of the week, Too Sweet.
It can't be said I'm an early bird. It's 10 o'clock before I say a word. Baby, I can never tell.
With the song of the week, Too Sweet.
Follow us across all social media. That's LA Spins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.